Hello, I'm Joe Selensky, pastor at Lifeway Church in North Bangor, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, it reads, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another." The scripture here tells that God's love for us is to be a guide to follow. We are commanded to love others just the same. Back in the 13th century, the German king Frederick II conducted a diabolical experiment intended to discover what language children would naturally grow up to speak if never spoken to. He thought it would be German, so King Frederick took babies from their mothers at birth, placed them in the care of nurses who were forbidden to speak within their hearing range. But a second rule was imposed as well. The nurses were not allowed to touch the infants. To his great dismay, Frederick's experiment was cut short, but not before something tragically significant regarding human nature was revealed. As you may have guessed, the babies grew up to speak no language at all because they died. In the year 1248, there was an Italian historian who recorded with an air of scientific observation, "They could not live," he said, "without petting, without touching. The babies literally died for want of love and touch." Modern medicine calls this phenomenon failure to thrive. Up to 80% of all children with FTT have non-organic type of FTT. Non-organic failure to thrive most commonly occurs when there is inadequate food intake and/or there's a lack of environmental stimuli. Basically, a lack of love and touch. You see, medical and social factors often contribute to failure to thrive. Either extreme of parental attention, neglect, or hypervigilance can lead to failure to thrive. What you and I know is that the first language of our humanity is not a language at all. It's not only touch either, because you can touch in harmful ways. So what's behind this? Our first language is love. For some reason, we humans flourish under the influence of love, and we gradually die without it. The implications of this fact are huge. Consider the research of Dr. Dean Ornish. In his national bestseller, Ornish presents study after study demonstrating that love is a chief influence for mental, emotional, even physical death. He summarizes the unexpected message in that rapidly accumulating body of data. He says anything that promotes feelings of love and intimacy is healing. Anything that promotes isolation, separation, loneliness, loss, hostility, anger, cynicism, depression, division, alienation, and related feelings can lead to suffering, disease, and premature death of all causes. We are literally engineered for love. We are created by God for love. It's as if our DNA contains the very message, you must love and be loved in order to survive. But why? Why love? The science says that's a mystery. For them, the mystery remains. No one can fully explain why love and close and personal relationships and relational intimacy matter so much. Let me tell you a little secret, though. We know why. We know that we are made in the image of God. And if God is love, so are we. It's how we thrive. Love God and love people. Thrive. We thrive in that love. God told us that we would. Amen. And I'm still Pastor Joe Selensky from Lifeway Church in North Bangor, your Mars Hill pastor for the day.